This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday about the Union Cabinet's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है. लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहाँ पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है. तो यहाँ पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ 5,801 करोड़ रुपीज से. फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का. तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट होगा. इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा.
The minister said the government has also given its nod for the Tato 2 hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai yesterday. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in a 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Lauding India's initiatives in the fields of science, space and technology, Mr. Modi said India has one of the world's highest astronomical observatories in Ladakh. Mr. Modi said India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, with Rajya Sabha returning both the legislations to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to debate on the two bills in the Upper House last evening, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The new bill, which will replace the 1961 Act, is a milestone that this country's financial system will face." The Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Department Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that the lease holders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. For inclusion of critical and strategic minerals and other specified minerals, no additional amount needs to be paid. These include minerals such as lithium, graphite, nickel, cobalt, gold and silver. The Act establishes the National Mineral Exploration Trust to fund mineral exploration in the country. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha yesterday faced multiple adjournments over the issue of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha has adjourned 3 times while the Rajya Sabha 2 times before being finally adjourned for the day. Both the houses will again meet on the 18th of this month. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Telangana today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh for the next few days. Delhi, Punjab and Haryana are likely to experience heavy rainfall today. Namrata Batra scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Meng Yue Chin 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category last evening. Namrata stormed into the final after a dominant win over the Philippines' Krizan Faith Collado. And that is the end of this news bulletin.